been murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, Ravens Nation. How's everybody doing? You guys missing us? We're missing you guys, too. Welcome to The Call. It's a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. And hey, maybe not even Baltimore Ravens football, maybe just football in general. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast. Joining me, as always, my buddy Josh. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, it's good to record a show. It just sucks that it's, you know, not covering a game or anything like that, but it's definitely great to be back on The Call. I know our listeners will probably be like, get a new download, and you're going to be like, what? We didn't hear they were recording soon, so I think we're going to surprise attack them this week. But it is Super Bowl week. We got to do one. It's Super Bowl 50. We can't not let that go, dude.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Ravens not in the big Super Bowl 50 game, but we're still doing a show this week.
And the Patriots aren't, thank God.
Patriots are not, but let's start off. We'll just talk about the Super Bowl. It's the Carolina Panthers against the Denver Broncos. Are you surprised that these are the two teams that are in Super Bowl 50?
Am I surprised? Not at all. I mean, the Panthers are one hiccup game away from being undefeated at this point in the season, and they should have been. I don't know what that 15th game was about, man. They lost to the Falcons in Atlanta. That was just – and it was a close game. It wasn't even like they got drubbed. It was just they weren't all there, and they couldn't put it together. But the Panthers, 15-1 regular season record, you know the story. They were 14-0, lost the second to last game, and then won last game, home field. Won their two games decisive fashion. Like, they've been rolling, dude, trouncing not only the Seahawks, who were the two-time defending NFC champs, but they took it to the Cardinals, who were the number one offense in the whole league this year. And the Panthers are rolling, man. And then to see what the Broncos did to Tom Brady, if you ever want a blueprint to beat Tom Brady, they were relentless, man. Von Miller, it just reminded me of, like, the Ravens' old defense. Like, they were just relentless, man. And they didn't have to score. I mean, they only scored 18 points. I mean, they had to score enough. It was just they were just killing Tom Brady, man. And it was – I think that was the most I've seen Brady under arrest at all. And it's going to be interesting because this Super Bowl could go both ways. I think it's going to be – you know, you look at the Panthers defense, who was stellar and forced, what, six turnovers against the Cardinals, man. So, I mean – both defenses are playing lights out, but the Panthers are playing lights out on offense. The Broncos, not so much, but it's definitely going to be one for the ages, man. It's going to be a great one.
Yeah, it should be a fun game to watch. I never thought I'd be rooting for a Panthers team besides the Dillon Panthers from Friday Night Lights, but
that's right.
But here we are. Lots of Ravens, though. You know, let's keep it a little Raven-centric. A lot of former Ravens incorporated into this Super Bowl. We got guys like Michael Orr, Ed Dixon. We've got Gary Kubiak. We have Owen Daniels. It's fun to see these former Ravens being able to be out there on the big stage. Michael Orr, a guy I didn't really think would be making it to another Super Bowl, has really proven everybody wrong. But let's talk about Gary Kubiak. If you remember last year, Gary Kubiak, our offensive coordinator, he came out and said, no, I'm not leaving Baltimore. There's no way I'm going to leave Baltimore. I'm really happy here. And then Denver fires their head coach. And they're like, hey, you know, we got a head coach position open here. Are you interested? And Gary Kubiak did leave town and did say, you know, I want to take this head coach job. I don't blame him for taking that, but a lot of Baltimore fans are a little annoyed, I guess, a little perturbed that he did leave after he said he wouldn't. What's your feeling on that? Because I mean, you can't blame the guy. It was for a better job. It was to play or to coach the team he used to play for. I mean, I don't blame the guy for leaving and going to Denver.
I don't either, man. And that was the only job that he would actually leave for, to be honest with you, man. I mean, that was his old roots. And he even said that would be the only gig that he would leave for. I mean, fans feel spurned because – it was, oh, I'm not leaving. You know, Baltimore's where I'm staying for the time being. But it's that kind of once-in-a-lifetime gig. You know how it is. I mean, it's it's the perfect storm. And when it came about that John Fox was out, then he was on his way out, and it was a perfect storm. I mean, he's a former Bronco. He was used to being, you can't fault him, and that was his dream job per se. So I'm really happy to see, I'm very excited to see Q back, and Owen Daniels, because Owen Daniels played a huge part in beating the Patriots in the championship game, because he had the two huge touchdowns. And we all know what Owen Daniels, and people were even, they were upset a little bit, because if you recall, Owen Daniels did miss a touchdown off his fingertips in the back of the end zone against the Patriots, who could have won the game for us. So, and it was kind of funny, because people were like, well, if Owen Daniels would have won that game, could have, would have, should have, we could have been in the AFC title game a year ago. So it's kind of like, again, things happen, and but it's nice to see him catching passes there. And there's a lot of speculation. I mean, there's a lot of great Ravens ties in this game, and I really can't wait to see what this game brings, man, because it's going to be one for the ages. And a lot of speculation is, Peyton Manning has been asked this, especially on the Super Bowl opening night. And I don't know if you saw that, man. Before we even get to Peyton, did you see that on NFL Network last night? They, for the first time, the Super Bowl, they actually had the media night on what's called Super Bowl opening night. It was like a 3-hour ordeal. It was actually pretty cool.
Was it? Yeah, I didn't see any of that. I had to work late last night, and then I was watching Monday Night Raw. But, of course, the NFL doing everything, like making a show out of anything that they can. definitely doing that this time around with the media. It just sounds like they pulled something really special off. I didn't get to see it.
It was definitely something cool to see, because, I mean, you had them all. They came out, and it was in the arena in San Jose, so it was pretty cool to have access, and you got to see media tonight firsthand. I mean, you know, they had the Broncos out first, and then they ushered them off, and then they were all in their podiums, and then you know how the Ravens were in 2012. So, and then they had the Panthers come out, and they had their media day, so it was really exciting to see. And then there was, of course, free concerts and a fan interaction. There was a lot of things going on, so it was a nice ordeal, breaking it up for what's really with media days usually on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So actually they broke it up, and it's been pretty cool, so I'm definitely excited, man. But a lot of people are speculating that, is this Peyton Manning's last game? And obviously he's thwarting that, saying, you know, we're just focusing on the task at hand. I'm very excited to see, because it could be. Peyton Manning's one of the greats, but people are already saying, with the breaking news here of, obviously we already know Charles Woodson is retiring at the end of the year, which is already done, and Peyton Manning could. But how about this? How about the news this week? How about Megatron retiring, man?
Yeah, another big name. Very surprised. Big name. Yeah, surprised to see that he's willing to say he's going to retire. But let's stick with Peyton Manning just for a second. I don't know if you saw this.
We'll get to Megatron soon.
Yeah. But I want to stick with Peyton Manning real quick, because I mean, everyone's talking, is this your last game? Is this whatever? The cameras, you know, swarmed him after the Patriots game, and he hugs, you know, he hugs Belichick. He hugs him, and he says, "Look, this has been really good fun, but I just want you to know this is probably my last ride, so it's been an honor." So, yep. I mean, the mics picked that up, Peyton Manning saying that, even though he might not want to talk about it, he definitely, he said it himself, you know, those thoughts are in his mind. And with the way that he's been playing this year, I'm not shocked that it's in his mind, because he's definitely showing his age this year. And if this is his, as Ray Lewis called it, if this is his last ride, you got to imagine he's going to be playing, you know, harder than he ever has before. This could be his last ride, but you look at other Super Bowls he's in, he doesn't have a good track record in Super Bowls. If this is it, you know, I think it's time for Peyton Manning to go, and because he had such a hard season, but seems like he knows it as well. The fans know it. This is going to be a very interesting Super Bowl, given the fact that this guy who's been such a staple of the NFL might be hanging it up.
Absolutely, man. I mean, if you look at it, I really think as a whole, I mean, you can decipher that message all you want, but I really think this is his last game. I mean, he says, that's my personal opinion. I mean, he says, oh, I want to play next year, even if it's not on Denver. I mean, Brock Osweiler's in the waiting in the wings. He did well for their 6 and 7 games he stood in for him. And he even said in the media session, you know, Brock Osweiler played a big part on why they were there here in Super Bowl week. I mean, if they didn't beat the Patriots when they were in the field, if they didn't have those wins, Peyton Manning injured, who knows? It could have been the Patriots in the Super Bowl. It could be anybody else very easily. So it's very exciting to really be talking about it, but speculation as it is, but I really think it is his last game. I don't think he would have said that and we would have picked up on that soundbite. Obviously, he's being cordial and downplaying this situation, being that it's Super Bowl week. But I really think that this could be really Peyton's last ride. Who knows? I mean, either way, I mean, I think a Super Bowl loss, if they were to lose, it would be a sucky way to retire. I mean, you don't want to be like announce it afterwards, like, yeah, but I mean, what left does he have in the tank? He's 39 years old. Everybody's been questioning his arm strength, and they haven't really been the offense that they were 2-3 years ago. So you have to think about that. Is it time? Is he worth the money? There's a lot of things coming up, but obviously, I'm already calling this right now. If the Broncos were to win on Sunday, he's retiring ASAP. Like, that's it. If the Broncos win, it's Peyton's last game.
You know, even if the Broncos don't win, I think this is it for Peyton Manning, and I do respect the guy as a player. He is an amazing quarterback. He's a great leader. That's a big thing. Besides just being a good quarterback, as we've seen in the Johnny Manziel situation, you can be a good quarterback, but if you're not a good leader, the guys aren't going to line up for you. The other players on the team aren't going to help you out when you need it. Peyton Manning's a good leader. However, he isn't very funny, and I don't like his commercials. And I'm gonna be happy to see them off the air. But for the NFL, this definitely is gonna be a big loss for them on the field, because he is such a magnet. And you know, when Peyton Manning, except for this past season, usually when Peyton Manning's on the field, it's a clinic going on, and it really it shows you how good someone can be when they put their mind to it, to football. But this has been a shaky year for the guy. Definitely. You know, we saw him get benched. We've seen him miss a couple games, and he comes back at the end of the year, and it kind of wants to show that this is it for him, and he wants to go out on top like everybody else does. But
who doesn't want to go out on top?
Yeah, exactly. And on the other end of the spectrum, we have Cam Newton of the Carolina Panthers, who is finally looks like he's showing what he's always been billed for. You know, he's had a couple rough seasons, but this season really opened up everybody's eyes on Cam Newton, because up until this year, I didn't think he was gonna get this far, but he really has done a great job with the Panthers. And the best thing about watching him, you could tell he's having fun. It's the exact opposite of Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning looks like he's in school when he's out there on the field. Cam Newton looks like he's just having a ball.
And that's right, man. And we even texted this week about that. And people get it wrong. I mean, I don't hate Peyton Manning. I did earlier in the career when he was playing with the Colts and could always beat the Ravens. And I'm like, oh, I hate that guy. And he was always compared to Johnny Unitas because of the teams. But I've learned, obviously, it's mutual respect. Peyton Manning is one of the greats. And I'll be privileged to say when his career's done, whether it's this weekend or next year, that, oh, I got to see Peyton Manning play. So it's been great. And I saw him play in person here during the Super Bowl year, so it was great. And, you know, I've seen Tom Brady live. I think I've seen Aaron Rodgers. I can't remember. I have to look back. It's been a whirlwind. Yeah, I've seen Aaron Rodgers. So, I mean, I've seen all the greats. Never got to see Brett Favre. It sucks because he's being inducted this year. I'd love to see it. But that's right. I mean, he takes that approach. I mean, he's a student of the game. He's right. He does look like in school, but they're totally different dynamics. I mean, Cam Newton's been on record, and he was interviewed this week saying he's not apologizing for the way he is flamboyant. And people knock him for his dabbing and his flamboyance, and people come across as arrogance. But there was something, Brandon, I don't know if you saw this, man. Did you see the thing floating around on Facebook that was like a meme on Facebook that said, you know, like they had Aaron Rodgers doing the championship belt and other quarterbacks doing that, like Tom Brady with his fist pump and all that. But people are like, they praise that, but then they had picture of Cam dabbing, and they said they consider that arrogant. It's hypocritical, wouldn't you say?
Oh, 100% it's hypocritical.
Yeah, and I hate it. When people are like, oh, I hate Cam Newton, well, then I guess you don't like Aaron Rodgers' flamboyance and his cockiness. You don't like Tom Brady showbooting, and you don't like Gronk because he spikes the ball. I mean, I love it, and I love these guys, and that's why I've always said I love Tom Brady better, because he shows more emotion. I mean, Joe Flacco doesn't either. Joe Flacco does in his own mind. I've seen it. I've seen Joe Flacco slam his helmet. Joe Flacco does the fist pump when he scores a touchdown. Joe Flacco does it in his own way. He's just off the camera. He's Joe Cool. That's the difference. But that's the way they are. And Cam Newton said he's not apologizing for it. He said he wants everything the game has to offer, the fame, the cars, the money, the success. He's saying – he goes, I worked too hard in my life not to show off. And that's what he's saying. It's like he worked hard to get where he's at. He's earned that. I don't know if you would in that instance, but if you were an all-pro NFL quarterback on a winning team in Super Bowl 50 and your team was like undefeated, two games left in the year, or having a ball. He's having fun. He reminds me of Brett Favre used to do. Brett Favre had the game have fun. I mean, yeah, he does it more so, and I don't even want to hear the race car bring into it because people are trying to do that, and that's not it at all. Because I mean, Aaron Rodgers does a championship belt, but he's white. But Cam Newton dabs and he's black. So what's the difference? There's no difference. It's a gesture. You're celebrating what you just accomplished. You scored a touchdown. People love that stuff. I mean, I remember back when Steve Smith and Chad Johnson did all the touchdown celebrations and Terrell Owens. I love that. I love YouTubing that stuff and watching it over again. I live for that. I miss it. That's why I love it when Gronk does his Gronk spike and people get excited. You know, you score a touchdown in the NFL. It's hard to do. You know, this, I let me rescind that. It's easier to do now because obviously the penalties and the way the defenses are in the NFL and the rules, but it's an accomplishment. You scored against an NFL defense. You're trying to win games and show off for it. I mean, I hate it when they penalize for it, but you're right. You know, Peyton approaches it, looks like he's in school. And like you said, it's very boring, but it's his own way. And he's always been successful about it. And he's had an illustrious, a great career, one of the all-time greats to play the position and to play the game. And I have mutual respect. I mean, he's lit the Ravens up a few times, and obviously it just felt good to beat the Broncos and go through him to get to Super Bowl 47 and win it. So it was great to have that Mile High Miracle and just the nostalgia about it. So I really can't wait, man, and I really can't wait to really see how this game is. How do you think the game's going to play out, man?
The game's going to be fun, and just to add on to what you were saying, if people are angry about Cam Newton, you know, doing what he's doing as a celebration or whatever, and they're bringing, you know, talking about race in it, that is complete nonsense. It does not matter the race of the quarterback. They're going to celebrate. Everyone's going to celebrate no matter what's going on. That's just stupid to even bring that up. I mean, I don't know if that's a media thing that they wanted to be a part of the game, but that's just stupid. And here's the thing. If they're saying that he's cocky and you shouldn't be doing that, you're not cocky if you can back it up. And the dude has definitely been able to back it up this season. He's looked great. His team has been playing well. Like you said, almost an undefeated season. You know, if the guy is cocky and he's acting like an idiot and his team isn't doing well, then that's one thing. But the dude is doing a great job, and have fun out there. You know, just do what you got to do and have a good time while you're doing it. That's what football's supposed to be. I know the NFL, a lot of people say, is the no fun league, but there's still got to be a little bit of fun in there. And Cam Newton, keep doing what you're doing. I love it. I love those celebrations. I want to see more of those kind of celebrations from people. And I feel as if they're not allowed to do that anymore. But this,
yeah, it's too boring. It's become businesslike. Where you kidding me? You're gonna find players in a league to have fun. I mean, what are you gonna take the team goal celebration out of hockey when they score a goal and you can't go around and hug each other no more? Or I mean, what happened to that? I mean, what are you going to leave showboating in the little leagues? I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, obviously, I would so abuse it, and they would probably fine me a whole season's paycheck if I was playing in professional sports, especially NFL, because I would showboat regardless. Because look at it this way. You don't like it? Try to stop it. You know, I'm going to celebrate all I can and have fun. And that's what I do. You know, it's not – there's a difference. And like you said, I'm glad you brought that up because my mantra in life has always been like that. And people peg people a certain way when it's, oh, he's cocky. There's a difference. Like you said, cockiness is when you can't back up and you look like an idiot and you look stupid. You know, you're puffing yourself up when you're just mediocre. You look an idiot. So confidence is, yeah, you can go out there. It's like the whole Mayweather thing. Everybody hates Floyd Mayweather. Oh, he's cocky, but he's yet to be beaten. He has every right in this world to be cocky. And you think it's cocky, but it's arrogance, and I don't care. It's confidence. He's out there loose and he's jabbing and have fun. It's the same thing with Conor McGregor. McGregor's been beaten, but lately, Conor McGregor for UFC, same way. He can trash talk, but he's beaten the last two defending champs and took in their belt, and he's the title holder. So if you're like Ronda Rousey, the same way. Now, she got beaten and it humbled her a little bit. So until you're beaten, I mean, the Panthers were one loss this year from being undefeated, but still, 15-1 record, the best record in the whole league. Home field, and they're in the Super Bowl, and that's what it is. So I look at it this way, you know, with that being laid to rest, cocky and arrogance, put it with you will, when you back it up, you can have all the accolades and the praise you want.
Exactly. And Conor McGregor, I'm not a big UFC fan. I'll tell you that straight off the bat. I don't watch every single fight. I don't follow it like everybody else. But I saw Conor McGregor, you know, do some stuff outside the octagon, and I started watching all of his fights because he's interesting. I like what he does. The fact that he's cocky and he can win all these fights, that's fun. You know, if you're that good, sure, talk some smack. Go ahead. Ronda Rousey's the same way. I loved watching her fights, and I love seeing her out of the ring, and she's very pretty, and that's another reason why I enjoyed it.
Oh, her too.
But yeah, you got your picture taken with her, you lucky dog. But
well, see, that's an autograph. You can buy an autograph on eBay, but you can't buy a picture of Ronda on eBay.
No, you can't. Well, with you in it, you can buy plenty of pictures of her on eBay.
You can find them all.
Let's talk about the Super Bowl. All right, so
this
is going to be a fun game to watch. Like you said, it's new school versus old school. It's you know, business versus pleasure, I guess. It's going to be a fun game. Personally, I think that this is going to be Peyton Manning's last game, and unfortunately for Peyton Manning, I think it is going to be a loss for him. I think the Panthers are going to be able to come out, because what that defense did to Tom Brady, they're going to do to Peyton Manning as well, and he's already got a bad throwing arm. He's not doing as well as he once was. I'm not saying Peyton Manning's going to get pulled in the Super Bowl, but it's going to be bad. That defense is going to be on top of Peyton Manning as much as possible. They know that's the weakness of the Broncos. The Broncos, Peyton Manning didn't beat the Patriots. The Broncos defense definitely defeated the Patriots this past game. And Cam's going to have some trouble, but Cam's fast. Cam's going to be able to get some stuff done before that defense gets to him. So this is definitely, like, you know, this is NWO versus WCW type of stuff. This is going to be the new breed coming in against the old school stuff.
Absolutely, man, and that's why I love it, because you just don't know. And like I was telling you, man, it's old school. It's Peyton Manning versus new school Cam Newton, and he's coming in his prime, and they have a great defense. Luke Kuechly on defense, one of the great linebackers in this game, man. I mean, he was featured a lot in the Madden football game on the video game systems, and he's a beast, man. You got Davis, who might play. Despite that, I think he broke his arm or forearm or something, and he might be playing, man. So he's a beast of a linebacker. And they got Josh Norman, who had some bouts, as you know, with the bouts with Odell Beckham this year, and he's a shutdown corner. Then on the other side, you got Kim Tlaib, came from the Patriot ranks, old school defense. You know what he did to us this year. Obviously, he was the difference maker in our opening day game against the Broncos, where he had a pick six. So, and he's been doing that all year. DeMarcus Ware, man. Well, illustrious career with the Dallas Cowboys. He finally made a Super Bowl. He's been wrecking havoc. And Von Miller, because we knew Elvis Dumervil came from that footprint, and Von Miller's has been wrecking havoc. So, and you got the old school defenses. And I think this could go either way. And I've been saying this all week, Brandon, and I want to hear your thoughts. I think it might be a close game because of the way these defenses have been playing this year. And if you look at the playoff footprint, what they did in the championship games, you know, they throttled the Panthers throttled Carson Palmer in that offense. He forced six turnovers. We know what Von Miller and the Broncos defense did to Tom Brady in that offense and pretty much shut them down. But I think it could be a defensive struggle, a low scoring, or what I think it's going to be the Panthers doing what the Seahawks did to the Broncos. Not starting off with the fumble and the safety and all that, but I think it could be, next thing you know, it'll be 21-0 Panthers. You're going to be like, what just happened? Because the Panthers have the ability, but again, it's going to be interesting to see how the Broncos adjust, because they're going to have to spy on Cam, because Cam's versatile. He's that Mike Vick type quarterback where he can run it, he can do the option, hand it off. Jonathan Stewart's dangerous. They got some dangerous receivers, and Greg Olton's a tight end who's a beast of a beast of a tight end, just under there with Gronk. So it's going to be a very, very – it's going to go either way. It's going to be – obviously, it's cliche to say. It's going to be tighter. It's going to be not tight. But I think – my personal opinion is I think it might start out a defensive game, but I think the Panthers might pull away and put them one to them. I'm actually picking the Panthers in the Super Bowl. I really love to see the Panthers win it all, man. I mean, I'd like to see Peyton go off in the sunset, but I hate it. If it was anybody other than the Panthers – I was pulling for the Panthers Cardinals the whole playoffs, and I really love to see Panthers and Cam Newton and Charlotte and that whole fan base. Really, they deserve it. They lost to the Patriots years back, and it's great because I know Steve Smith supporting them with he wore that Keep Pounding T-shirt. I know Steve Smith's gushing and you know, very excited for that franchise. He you know, no ill will towards them. So I'm pulling for the Panthers in this one, man.
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to be the Panthers. I think, you know, probably for the first quarter it's going to be close, but I really do think the Panthers are just going to run away with it. I mean, do you remember the last time Peyton Manning was in the Super Bowl up against the Seahawks? I mean, it was over after the first drive. I don't think it's going to be I don't think it's going to be that close, but I do think Peyton Manning's going to come out and the Broncos are going to come out. They'll play really hard for the first quarter, but after that, I think it's going to be all Panthers. I think the Panthers are coming down, and they are going to be just running circles around the Broncos. So I think it's going to be Carolina. I think it's going to be the Panthers. It's I don't even know. It's Cam Newton, but maybe it's going to be he's going to have a little Matt Saracen from Dillon, Texas as well in him. I don't know. He's a very skilled guy there. So. I think anything else we should cover for our Super Bowl show?
No, I think we covered this one as we always do to the max. Super Bowl week. It's going to be fun. I really can't wait, but I really wanted to ask you, I know you said your plans. What are your true plans, man? What are you really, really getting doing?
A couple friends are going to get together. I'm going to go out. I'm actually earlier in the day, I'm going to be driving up to Hershey, PA, and I'm going to a Hershey Bears game, which should be fun. Seen some hockey before football, but coming back home, I'll be stopping at Hooters in Towson, getting some wings. You know, a couple friends make a good buffalo chicken dip, so a lot of buffalo sauce. You know, I'm sure somebody will bring pizzas or whatever, but, you know, it's going to be, if you have no one to root for in the Super Bowl, it's all about the food.
It's food and getting together. I mean, everybody does their party, whether it's Ravens or not. Obviously, if it was Ravens involved, I'd probably be somewhere downtown close to the stadium hooping it up with all my Ravens fans. And we all remember the glorious days when we had our parade. But for me, it's pretty much low-key. You know, if the Ravens aren't in it, I go to the same place every year. I've been doing it for the last 4 or 5 years, I can remember. Go to my best friend's house. He's got a huge, huge TV with surround sound and in a basement you know, kind of bar set up. So, you know, we go over there. We, you know, pretty much order food. He has some friends over, and we pretty much watch the game. So I'm inviting some friends of mine up that really have nothing to do. I mean, you know how it is every year. People, you know, you get invites all over the place. Hey, what are you doing for Super Bowl? Come in here. But I always stick with my tradition. I go over his house. I pretty much go over his house anytime the Ravens have a bye or play on a Sunday or Monday night game, and I can watch football all day long. I go over his house to do it up. But I'm pretty low-key. I'm looking for different recipes, but we're probably going to do the same thing. Wings. I got a recipe from my family, and we're trying to get going. So I might make some sandwiches and, you know, see what it is. Try to keep it low-key and pretty much relax. You know, enjoy the last Sunday for Super Bowl. Really enjoy the game, you know, and definitely set my DraftKings lineup this week because it's the last time you get to enjoy football, both fantasy and reality, until come August for preseason. It's going to come quick, man. It's already February. Can you believe it?
I know. Coming March, was it March 1st, is where the NFL starts making some moves. We already know know the Cleveland Browns are planning to let go Johnny Manziel, but it'll be interesting. Yep. We'll be back. You know, we're doing our show now for the Super Bowl, but we'll be back, you know, as free agency starts and as the NFL starts letting people go and picking people up and everything. So we'll be back covering all of that good stuff. But I had a mini heart attack earlier this week. You know, Justin Tuck, he announced he's going to retire. Had a little bit of a heart attack because I almost read Justin Tucker retiring. And I got
to take it easy, man. Yeah. It's the other Justin Tuck without the ER. So we don't have to send you to the ER because we're taking that out, right?
Exactly. So I got a little worried, but thankfully Justin Tucker still playing. Hopefully a Raven this time next year. But we shall see. So if you guys want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, it's easy. All you got to do is tweet to either one of us or both at the same time, whatever you feel like doing. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. And Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
They can always tweet to me at ItalianGQ52. But Brandon, I definitely got to touch on this now. We were going to touch on it early in the show. The news about Megatron retiring, man. I think when it's all said and done, one of the great receivers in the game. He set a record in his career a couple years back. It's a huge loss for the Lions, man. You know, losing one of the biggest playmakers. But I wouldn't say I didn't see it coming. I didn't expect it. But it makes sense when you think about it because of he's been injured, man, and I don't think he wants to really further himself as far as the injury bug's concerned and really hinder his life going forward. So I think it was that crossroads where he wants to hang it up. So if he ever comes up, and there's been debate, man, about Hall of Fame consideration, that if Peyton goes out, Charles Woodson's already out, and if Megatron goes out, and Megatron comes up for consideration because he does have Hall of Fame numbers. He's broken some records, you know, Jerry Rice's records, and he's had some big times. And they said it could be one of the greatest classes to ever come in recent years, because you'll have Peyton in 5 years if he goes, you have Charles Woodson, and you'll have Megatron. So it could be very interesting to see what plays down later in life, but it's sad to see one of the greats leave the game. You know, maybe we'll see Peyton for him a year, but just definitely want to touch on Megatron retiring. It's huge in the NFL this week, so he'll be missed for sure, man. It was great to see him play.
Yeah, and just like the Ravens were a little didn't know who anybody was this past season. So many new names coming in. It's going to be a brand new NFL next year. You know, all these guys are announcing retirements. You know, we could see people like Colin Kaepernick in a different color jersey. Peyton Manning's possibly retiring. I mean, definitely a brand new NFL. Really, of that era, who was left? Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady? I think they're the only two really big names of that era.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that have been around for a couple of years. So I would assume Tom Brady's next, but we'll see. All right, guys. So all you got to do, we talked about our Twitter accounts. If you guys want to check us out on Facebook, we're available there as well. Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. Also, go over to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment. Go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash. Like us there as well. Whenever a new show comes out, you will be the first to know. Because besides this one, I also do What the Puck. It's a Washington Capitals podcast. Things are really starting to brighten up for the Capitals. Things are looking good. The Stanley Cup playoffs are in April, not that far away. So study up on the Caps now before the Stanley Cup rolls around, because personally, guys, I got a feeling the Caps are going pretty far this year. And that's just not a fan talking. That's some legit stuff right there, guys. All right, so let's talk about other stuff that you can do to help us out. Please spread the word about The Call. Let people know about us. Let people know that you're a Ravens fan and that you listen to The Call every time we put out a new show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you are social on the web. Say, I'm a Ravens fan. It is Super Bowl week. I'm still watching some football. I'm listening to The Call, and you should too. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you very much, guys. And it's just been a we're talking football with Brandon as always. Don't have to be Ravens, man. We're just definitely excited about football. It's Super Bowl week, guys. I really can't wait. Guys, tweet us your ideas on what you're doing for your food spreads and you know, your plans. I can't wait. And your picks. I like to hear your picks on Twitter and Facebook. Please send us or post them on the Facebook page on Facebook, The Call, or even tweet us out. I'd love to hear it. I really hear what I have to say, and really can't wait to get after this game. It's going to be great either way, whether you're rooting for either team, have money on the line, fantasy implications, or just watching it just for the fun of it. You know, it could be your first Super Bowl experience. For some, it could be. You know, some people could be working a lot, and for those who work, you know, I really hope you catch part of the game and really enjoy it as much as you can. Really enjoyed this year. I'm talking Ravens football and just set the stage. As we get in the offseason, we're definitely going to be keeping a pulse on what the Ravens do. Any breaking news, any breaking moves for agents about to break here in a month. We got the NFL Combine. We're definitely going to cover you know, some of the up-and-coming stars, future stars in the NFL, and who the Ravens could target in next months. And then, for you know it, schedule's released, guys. So we can't wait to get after it. For then, enjoy Super Bowl week. February's ushered in. Let's go Panthers. Let's go Broncos. Let's go Super Bowl 50. Let's get it going.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.